This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Ford Motor Company says it is canceling plans to build a $1.6 billion plant in Mexico and would instead invest $700 million to increase production in Michigan. Ford had come under heavy criticism from Donald Trump during the election campaign for plans to expand production in Mexico. The California democratically led legislature decided to retain Eric Holder, a former attorney general under President Obama, to represent it in legal fights against the new Republican White House. For the Republican Party, Julian Assange, WikiLeaks founder, was once purely a villain. He found little sympathy with conservatives after he leaked American military secrets from Iraq, published purloined diplomatic cables that could have gotten American sources killed, and sought refuge in the Ecuadorian embassy in London, fleeing charges of rape. But now Trump appears to be siding with Assange over the conclusions of America's own intelligence services, while Speaker Paul Ryan says Assange is little more than a distributor for Russian intelligence. Judge Timothy Parker from Carroll County, Arkansas, has resigned and agreed to never again serve on the bench after he was accused of arranging bond conditions or the release of female defendants in exchange for sexual favors, according to official documents. Another Wall Streeter with ties to Goldman Sachs has joined the Trump team, this time to run the Securities and Exchange Commission. In Mexico, NAFTA has been a big disappointment. The nation's economy has grown an average of just 2.5% a year under NAFTA. More than 50% of Mexicans still live below the poverty line, a proportion that remains unchanged from 1993, before the deal. Wages in Mexico have stagnated for more than a decade, and the stubborn gap between the nation's rich and poor persists. The majority of workers in Mexico toil in the obscurity of under-the-table jobs at workshops, farms, and markets for their survival. Exxon has announced that it is paying its retiring CEO Rex Tillerson $180 million in severance. Tillerson is now undergoing review as the appointee from President-elect Trump to be the new Secretary of State. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.